Emperor is entering the studio now. But until then, Kenny.
Yes.
What's everybody talking about on the poll today over at DougStefan.com?
The poll today is about the, we were talking earlier, and there's a story about Nissan's big recall of over a million vehicles because of an airbag problem. So we asked, have you ever gotten a recall notice for your car? The choices are yes, and I took it in and they fixed it. Yes, but I ignored it. I get stuff from the dealership all the time, but I don't pay any attention to it. And no, I've never gotten a recall notice.
Or there should be a G. I've taken my car in, and they told me that this part was under recall, and we're going to fix it for you for free, which has happened to me several times.
For
actually.
Free is bad English.
Yeah, they fixed it for me free.
Free. Free. Yes. Free. Free. It's free.
The Emperor has entered the studio.
Have thank you. I have my clothes on, too.
Thank you for that. We appreciate
not
it.
Not the Emperor with no clothes. I needed to get dressed because Joy Brown's going to join us, and she would not like it if I were here in the All Together, if you know what I mean. There's a story today. Remember that Burger King baby?
Yes. The girl who was abandoned in a Burger King back 20-some years ago.
Yes. Apparently, she has found her birth mother, Catherine excuse me, her name is Catherine DePrill. She said she met her biological mother for the first time this week at an attorney's office. She's better than anything I could have imagined. So sweet and amazing. I'm so happy. This lady's become known as the Burger King baby. She was able to learn the details of her conception and abandonment. Now understands why her mother did what she did. She started her search earlier in March, posted a photo of herself on Facebook holding a sign that said, "Looking for my birth mother. She abandoned me in a Burger King bathroom when I was only a few hours old in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Please help me find her by sharing my post." The story grew and eventually ended up on various media outlets, caught the attention of her birth mother. She came forward to an attorney who arranged for the two of them to meet. So the story that we don't know is why she left her there. I didn't see that in anything that I read about this. Do you guys have any information that I don't have on why she left her at the Burger King?
Apparently she had been raped while traveling in another country and became pregnant.
Uh-huh.
So she was able to keep the pregnancy secret from her parents, but she knew she couldn't take care of the baby. My question would be is, why would you, if you're going to abandon a baby, why would you do so in a Burger King? Why not drive to the hospital?
Yeah, well, maybe the mother didn't feel comfortable about.
Maybe she thought she was going to get caught at the hospital.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine that, being 17 years old, getting raped in another country, hiding it from your parents, and then having the baby?
Oh. Yeah. Well, if she was 17 and she went to the hospital, they would have contacted her parents.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about leave the baby somewhere and abandon it there instead of Burger King.
Yeah.
Tough tricks, man.
Yep. All right. The warnings about the dangers of talking and texting, are they worth the time? Apparently, no. There's a new study that suggests that the situation is getting worse and worse and worse as far as talking on the phone while you're driving, texting on the phone. Matter of fact, there is evidence that talking on the phone is really the biggest problem. Cell phone use is now estimated to be involved in 26% of all motor vehicle crashes, up from 25% last year. The National Safety Council released information this week, and it's contrary to what most people think. We all think that texting is the problem, and it isn't. Not checking the status, not updating your stuff, that is not the biggest problem. About 5% of cell phone-related crashes involve texting, while another 21% involve drivers talking on a handheld or even a hands-free cell phone. That's the problem. That's the big problem.
No matter what, you're distracted.
Yeah, of course you are. You're not thinking about it. I mean, I can tell you that I travel across the country. And last year I did it twice in a month. And I can't tell you how much, well, I can tell you, because most of the time that Meredith was driving to Florida, the time I was driving to California, we spent 8-9 hours a day on the phone talking to each other as we were driving across the country.
You guys are so cute.
And well, but we was, could I tell you about what I saw on the road?
Yeah. Right. All of a sudden I was in Boston.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, where exactly. That's scary. I mean, everybody's had that where they're driving, they're distracted by something, and you look up and you're like, wait a minute, how did I get here so quickly?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening all over this country right now.
Yeah, all over the world. Everybody's got these things. They're driving with them all over the world. All right, so in a moment, Joy Brown is going to join us. We'll spend the rest of the hour talking about things that are of psychological import, including I want to go back to this Burger King baby and the psychological trauma as she grew up, what she knew or what she found out.
I'm interested
and how,
in
whether
too.
This is fulfilling or not. Does it cause more problems or fewer problems?
As I have an adopted daughter,
yeah,
you know, it makes you, it gives me the
cause to think.
Yeah, I mean, I stop and think about it maybe a little bit differently than you might.
Yes.
And think about, okay, how can I answer these questions that she will have a little better? And how did this girl handle everything? She seems to be really just well put together.
Kind of on top of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right, that's coming up. Joy Brown spends the rest of the hour with us here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, the two other ladies are off. Roberta's gone for the week. Jennifer's gone for the hour. I want to talk to you about Genucel for a moment or two. Genucel, you've heard me talk about this. As a matter of fact, Roberta's been on this treatment. I don't think, Richie, although you're looking better now, I didn't notice. Well, over the course of your cancer treatment,
yeah.
You were looking pretty drawn out. And the eyes and the circumstance of your face, all those things are bound to be different under the circumstances. Thank heavens you've come through it with flying colors, and you look much better, and you're feeling better.
Here I am.
That's a good thing, and he is here, and we are happy about that. Not that you're going to die because you got bags and puffiness under your eyes, but I know you want to look your best all the time. This is for men and women, by the way. Genucel has been something that in a very short period of time has grown rapidly for the company Chamonix that's put this together. The formula for Genucel came as a result of them hiring some scientists to take stem cell research and figure out how they could come up with something, a serum that you could put on your face. Puffiness and bagginess and stuff under your eyes goes away. And that's what the stem cell research and therapy is all about. Bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, gonzo with Genucel. That should be their slogan. Gonzo with Genucel. They just came up with a brilliant new slogan. Gonzo with Genucel. 800-543-9262. Call that number now. Order direct from the manufacturer so you don't have to pay the 50% markup at Macy's and the other cosmetic stores. 800-543-9262. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen, when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel, they'll send you a jar of Esotique so your entire face will get the wrinkled treatment that you want for it, so you don't have to have any of that silly surgery, Botox, all that stuff. Don't worry, you'll get a beautiful, fresh-looking face with Genucel and Esotique. 800-543-9262. That's right. Combat wrinkles and facial lines by calling 800-543-9262.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown joins us now for the rest of the hour here on the Doug Steffen Show with a thought now focused on this news from the lady that was known as the Burger King baby, posted a picture of herself on Facebook holding a sign looking for my birth mother. She abandoned me in a Burger King bathroom in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mother saw it, came forth. They met. This woman's 27 years old now. What happens psychologically with these two, the mother and the daughter?
Well, it just proves that the internet and Burger King aren't as bad as we thought they were. All right, so yeah, believe it or not, I've sort of dealt with a huge number of cases on this level, and I'll tell you what some of the prevailing notions are. First of all, the daughter is quite often after the initial sort of hallmark moment, what quite often happens is the abandoned child is furious. And this quite often happens, believe it or not, when they have children, because they think, I love my child so much, how could my mother abandon me? So there's that first question about why, which presumably can be answered because presumably women who give up their children do so under duress, that there's some factors that are not just, I wanted to go and party and didn't want to have a kid. But there's kind of this subtle underlying issue that I was completely unanticipated till I started dealing with a lot of cases of this, which is that the abandoned child, that basically poor women give up their children and middle class women adopt children. Hmm. So there's the fantasy, especially during adolescence, that the abandoned child has is that I'm really a princess, that my mother and father are really rock stars and they will come and find me, and my birth parents are kind of bourgeois, and everything will be better when I find my real parents, and that's quite often not exactly what happens.
Huh. All right, interesting food for thought. Joy Brown with us here on Doug's program.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Song during this week in 1981, Blondie's Rapture.
So I was a junior in high school, and there was nothing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the Sugar Hill Gang,
yeah.
But you've never heard anybody in rock trying to take their song and do this with it. You're just like, what is going on here?
Well, that's what's going on, Richie. Number one song that week. By 25 after the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is with Ken and Richie and me, and we have this focus today, Joy, on a family of a girl in Western Virginia who have removed the daughter from her school after administrators said she didn't appear feminine enough. Sunny Kaylee, who's 8 years old, likes baseballs. She likes hunting knives. She does like stuffed animals and jewelry. But she says she has lots of different things that are fun in her life. Sometimes her schoolmates asked if she was a boy or a girl because she liked to throw baseballs. Her grandmother, who was her legal guardian, said that she was and has always been very feminine, but she likes to be a tomboy. She likes boy things as well. But the administrators at this Christian school did not appear to agree. They sent the grandparents a letter reminding them of school policy. It says in the note, you're probably aware the school is a religious school, Bible-believing institution, providing education in a distinctly Christian environment. And we believe that unless this young lady, as well as her family, clearly understand that God has made her female and that her dress and behavior need to follow suit with her God-ordained identity, the school is not the best place for her education. I would say that was probably true.
I would certainly agree with that. My guess is it's not so much what she did that she liked baseball, is either how she dressed or how she looked.
Uh-huh. I think they acknowledge that, but yeah. There's no place then in Christianity, apparently,
well,
at least
about,
in the school.
What about let he is without sin cast the first stone and turn the other cheek and love thy neighbor as thyself? I guess that part of Christianity we're not paying any attention to today.
Well, I find that people who browbeat others with their religion are often not very, what is it, be doers of the word and not hearers only or something, or seers of, what's that? Remember that, how many people remember that saying from, I think it's from the Bible, here it's something like hearers of the world and not viewers only or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're saying, yeah, sort of walk the walk as opposed to talk the talk.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And most of the people who run these schools are phonies to the nth degree.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not go to that extreme.
I feel that way. You can disagree with me.
The people who feel that they have to advertise their goodness always make me nervous.
Exactly. Okay, better way of
putting
it.
And I think because, look, that either you're a good person or you're not a good person, and I think most of us are some amalgamation that we know that we're not perfect people.
Come on.
Of course you're perfect.
Please.
But having to advertise your anything, your femininity, your masculinity, your Christianity, your goodness, your generosity, your open-mindedness, it always makes me a little nervous. So why do you have to advertise it? Why can't you just do it? Why can't you just be it?
What harm is this doing to this girl? You're a psychologist.
Well, hopefully, because she's, 8 years old or something, they will put her in a school that sort of supports her personality and understands that's the whole point,
fault.
It seemed to me.
Maybe the parents were trying to change her.
She's being raised by a grandparent, so we don't know exactly what that circumstance is. Although, it turns out about 15% of the population is now being raised by a grandparent, which is a problem in a whole bunch of different levels.
All right, 28 after the hour here on Doug Steffens' program.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, if you're in your car or at home, here's what I want you to do. I want you to raise your shoulders. I want you to raise your backbone. I want you to sit straight. I want you to stand straight. I want you to feel like you are proud, and I want you to keep it that way. Because what we're going to start to do is exercise those shoulders. We're going to exercise that backbone. Because the moment we put ourselves in a posture of confidence, what happens? We feel it. We know it. It takes over our mental abilities to the positive point. Because I guarantee you, right before you did that exercise, you were slouching. You know it. Don't look at the other person. You know that right now, once you do that, raise your shoulders and your backbone, and you stand straight, and you sit straight, and you're proud, what that does for you. So look at the person in the car next to you. Look at anybody that you see. Stand proud, always. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Conversational action here. Rich and Ken and Doug and Dr. Joy Brown is here. We'll be on the air later today. She has an extended visit. Lucky her. Lucky you. All this attention. If you would like to join Dr. Joy later today, noontime to 3 East Coast time, lots of radio stations. You can hear her on the internet. You can hear her everywhere. 855-99-DR-JOY with questions about what's going on in your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She will address them while she's on the air, and you can call her live while she's on the air as well. 855-99-DR-JOY and drjoy.com. So we were talking about the girl who was abandoned by her mother at birth and the impact of her finding her mother, what psychologically that means to her. So here's another example, another story, actually, Joy, that's at DougStephan.com. And it's turning around, but the fact that it happened is disturbing. A 9-year-old student suspended from her Colorado school after shaving her head in concert, if you will, with a friend of hers who had lost her hair in cancer treatment. So the school had decided to send her home, but now they've changed their mind. The parents got involved. And by the way, the parents were supportive of this young girl shaving her head. She has the friend has, is 11 years old. Her name is Delaney Clements, has stage 4 cancer. She tried to go back to school. School said no. The haircut violated the school's dress code. All this other nonsense that we hear. I am so tired of the school systems in this country going down the roads that they go down, supposedly to promote safety and uniformity.
But I think they've always gone down those roads. I mean, I remember getting sent home from school and dress codes and things of that sort.
Really?
I think the difference is...
You want to tell us about that? What did you do?
Yeah, absolutely. The difference is that with the internet, that people can publicize it, and people say, what are you talking about? So, you know, I would view this, believe it or not, as a positive thing, because I truly think that this kind of thing has always gone on.
Mm-hmm.
I
think you're right.
And the internet has just not, that these things have always gone on. Look, schools are little fiefdoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the parents are kept out, the teachers are really under the control of the
principal.
They're
run for the convenience of the teachers and the administrators.
I think more the administrators than even the teachers.
Uh-huh.
And they're they're really closed systems.
Yeah.
And with the doors closed, you literally can't get in. You don't really necessarily have any ability to go and find out what's going on or to make a fuss or to appeal a case until the internet. And now, no more closed doors. Mm-hmm. So, and these people, I think, are being made to be accountable. And to a certain extent, it's a difficult position because the principal of a school is the ultimate middleman, right? They've got to answer to the school board, school committee, to parents, to teachers, to unions. But still, I think the idea of sort of... this country believes in mass education. So the greatest good for the greatest number, which means the people who make a fuss are going to get, whack-a-mole, right? Whack-a-mole. Yeah. They're going to push them down, and anything that's disruptive, like a kid bringing, hopefully, a knife to school is not part of what this kid got sent home for, or shaving their head, or making a fuss, or saying, I actually got thrown out of a class for saying, and this was in medical school, they said that if uterine cancer is very uncommon and prostatic cancer is the most common cancer of men, why are orchiectomies essentially never done and hysterectomies the second most common surgery in America? And I got thrown out of class for that.
Really?
Yeah, asking questions, not a terrifically good idea. Even And this was in medical
conform.
School.
Conform.
Yeah, the idea is, conform. Just write it down and give it back to us and don't be tardy.
Yeah.
And make sure that your skirt is long enough and your hair is short enough.
Yep, I think that pretty much sums it up. So what kind of impact does this have on a girl, though? Does it depend on her parents and how strong she is, what her environment
is? Which are we talking about, or both?
Well, I guess I was thinking about the girl that shaved her head in solidarity with a friend, but then thinking about an 11-year-old who's got cancer, stage 4 cancer, what does that do to one's psyche at that age?
Oh, well, I think that's of the two. I mean, shaving your head... first of all, I think that the parents had to have been supportive, so that that's not particularly troublesome at this moment. But having stage 4 cancer at any stage, I think it's really interesting because I've gone and you probably have too, guys. You've gone through people who've had cancer, and I think what it does to me, it's kind of like 9/11. I don't think it changes people. I think it just pares away everything that was not really who they were. That people who were worried about their health on September 10th became hypochondriacs on the 12th. That people who were worried about their relationship divorced or walked away on the 12th. I don't think it changes people. I think it just, I think it intensifies. And I think that any major illness and even minor illnesses can do that. So I think whoever that kid is, and all of our hearts go out for when it's a young person that somehow doesn't have the experience. And I'm not sure why we think experience is a buffer against fear or death or anything else, but we sort of do. But I've gone through this with some kids, and in some kids it just brings out a nobility that is just awesome. And in some kids it brings out the whinies, and in most kids probably a combination of the two. It's... I do think it peels away all the irrelevant, that all of a sudden worrying about your geometry test or your little brother's taunts or whether you got to paint your room and put things up on the wall aren't relevant anymore.
Isn't it interesting how to get this spin on things, Richie and Kenny? We might have an entirely different play on it, but Joy's expertise, and I think that's why it's fun to have her here to go through some of these stories and give us her point of view. Plus, fact.
What would your spins have been?
On which would it,
either one.
Which part of this? You're talking about the girl and the way she was treated by the school, or the girl just being in solidarity with the younger girl who had
either one.
Cancer?
Either one.
Well, having been around someone who had stage 4 cancer, breast cancer, for 20-some-odd years, and seeing what happened to her, I'll tell you, is it different when it's an adult versus a child? I don't know. My former wife was married to a lawyer, and she actually got a law degree, was working in a law office when she got the cancer, lost all of her hair because of the treatment, and she was doing the legal work for the adoption of Chinese children in America. That's what the law office she was working in specialized in. The lady who ran the office fired her because she thought that her appearance would scare the children and their parents. So not only was this woman clueless, and my former wife's husband at the time, who was a lawyer for a pretty big Boston law firm, sued this other law firm for whom Tony had been working and got $450,000 out of them for their trouble. But think about the message that sent. Tony was probably the best person they'd ever had doing this sort of thing, because she really identified with kids as a former teacher. She was a kindergarten teacher and ran an infant school, very good at getting to children what their needs are and matching the parents with the children, that sort of thing. And so the fact that this woman, who was in fact the one that was troubled by Tony not having any hair and wearing one of those, what are they, bandanas or scarf or whatever they do when they have it, the fact that this was something that troubled that woman, and I understood at the time what it did to my children. My children were very disturbed by this because they thought their mother looked different, and the fact this woman underscored it made my children uncomfortable. So a young girl like this who's going through this sort of thing, it shows a lot of bravery, I think, on the part of the one who showed solidarity. But also, think about, everybody thinks about themselves. Yeah, why wouldn't you think about the kid that's got stage 4 cancer?
Well, but to a certain extent, that it doesn't have anything to do with the kid who has stage 4 cancer.
No, it does have to do with your own insecurities. Right.
But it's a separate issue that they didn't do anything to the kid who had stage 4 cancer. But and you could say, well, what does solidarity mean?
Right.
But it's a different issue.
Yeah. All right.
And there's a certain amount of acting out that goes on. As you know, when people are all of a sudden facing their own mortality. And 20 years, stage 4 is kind of an unusual situation.
Yeah, it is.
Because stage 4 usually means you're right there on the edge.
Yeah.
But there's also, and I'm going through it with a friend right now, a combination of fear and anger and everything else. And one of the things I would have said, if your wife had come to me, or your ex-wife had come to me and said, look, they're firing me because of this, I'd said, So get a wig. Who cares? You're because her statement about saying screw you, I'm dying, I don't care about your rules, is a statement in and of itself. And I actually had a situation when I was in San Francisco. One of the very famous news anchors had AIDS, and I knew he was gay. It was sort of in the early days of AIDS, and he wanted to come out about it. And I said, look, you can do whatever you want, but understand that there is going to be some pushback on this, that
right.
This is, you are viewed as, and he had a wife, and it was, and I said, figure out how you want to live the last 6 months of your life, and you can certainly make a statement, I'll help you with it, but make sure you've thought through what you're really doing here. Do you want to spend the last 6 months of your life being revered and essentially becoming saintly because you're still on the air and people love you? And that's one possibility. Do you want to come out and sort of say, look, this is my lifestyle has been, excuse me, a lie, and this is what I want to say with my final breath. And you can do whatever you want. Just make sure you think about the consequences. And I think one of the problems about being involved in a life and death situation is you lose your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the good news about that is the trivial tends to fall away. The bad news about it is that you are quite often so angry and so scared that you're not thinking about what makes most sense to you, as opposed to just being reactive of just saying, thumbing your nose at the universe and saying, to hell with you, I don't care about embarrassing you, or I've always hated this job, or you guys are all pompous idiots. Figure out what it is that's most important to you and focus on that, as opposed to thinking, gee, I wasted all this time and this is what I should have been doing.
Yeah. So aren't you glad that Joy was here to spend this time with us and give us a different perspective and food for thought, if you will, on some of the important issues of the day? Check out Joy's availability to you by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. If you got a problem and you want to get it off your chest, ask her advice. Leave the message there, and she'll deal with it on her program every day at noontime East Coast time. And check out her website, drjoy.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Hi, I'm Phil Hosbach, Vice President, Immunization Policy at Sanofi Pasteur. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Please join Sanofi Pasteur and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
More than 25 state police departments now use traffic cameras to photograph license plates and drivers' faces, which can now be processed through facial recognition software to identify us and track our whereabouts. We all understand the need to enforce traffic laws, of course. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how such invasions of our Fourth Amendment privacy rights endanger our essential American freedoms. In Maryland, 1/1000th of 1% of the pictures taken by these cameras led to traffic citations. That cannot justify invading the privacy and tracking the whereabouts of millions of people. Let's get our town officials to take those cameras down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Richie has a story he wants to share quickly. It's food for thought stuff, I think, especially.
A story about Maureen Burns and her 9-year-old dog, Max. And she had suddenly become very sad, the dog, that is.
Yeah.
And she was preparing herself for the worst, Maureen was, thinking that the dog was getting ready to pass. And she started noticing that the dog would come and smell her and then back away and then go lay down and be very sad. And she had had a lump checked out on her breast that was negative. But then she started to put two and two together, and when it had it checked out further, ends up the dog saved her life. They found cancer. Mm-hmm. And then once she had the cancer removed, the dog went back to normal and was happy again.
Yeah, what a great story. Isn't that interesting how it works? God, don't we love our dogs? Ay, ay, ay. All right, 50 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen with Rich and Ken here.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnfoot. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We'll be right back.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour. Money Pit time on Good Day. The services will be held tomorrow for Tom Kreitler.
Rumors of my demise are great.
I was about to say the services of Tom Kreitler, and then I thought, oh, well, let's have a little fun here. Tom is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program that airs every weekend around this country on a lot of great radio stations. He helps hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people fix what's wrong with their homes. I just had a report. Jennifer, in fact, was telling me that there's a show called, there's a makeover show on one of the, Jennifer,
you
should
Do It Yourself Network, and William Shatner is going to do a 5-episode series about redoing his house, gutting it, and redoing it.
Yeah. Really? So they're paying for redoing his house, and he's going to.
Such a deal. I take
Why
it.
Why not? All right. I thought it was a great idea. All right. Anyway.
What song did he sing? He had that crazy album.
Oh, he's got a couple of crazy albums.
Right, I wonder if they'll use that as the soundtrack.
He sort of does the talking to music.
Right, the talking music.
Right,
the
poet.
I think he's one of the smartest people in entertainment around today. Very interesting guy. Anyway, in a moment, we're going to deal with a couple of letters that have come to Tom. And these are good letters in that they ask questions a lot of people have. And as you know, the only dumb question is the question that has not been asked. So if you have a question, you can address it to Tom at moneypit.com. And we get some of these into the focus. So we'll have some answers to important questions about your home or a home like your home. Just a moment here.
In a world where every minute counts, it's not surprising that women are looking for ways to streamline their morning beauty routines. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Now it's possible to accomplish more using less, thanks to advances in skincare technology. Here with more details on this latest trend is leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty, Dr. Ellen Marmer.
Multitasking beauty products are rapidly increasing in popularity, and they are not limited to makeup and moisturizers. Even your deodorant can provide multiple skincare benefits. We don't always think of our underarms as being beautiful, but it's an area that requires special attention and care. I suggest using new Dove Advanced Care, which is the only deodorant formulated with Nutrium Moisture to provide softer, smoother armpits in just 3 days. Plus, it offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection so you can be confident all day long.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove deodorant.
What?
All right, let's get to Michelle, who's written to you, Tom. She writes, I'm looking for the inexpensive cabinets for my kitchen. Wonder if I ought to consider ready-to-assemble cabinets. Are they as good as the ones that are all the ones that are already built as good as the ones that can be built on the premises? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, as the saying goes, if you want to do it right, do it yourself. There's really no reason to look away from ready-to-assemble cabinets. In fact, not only are they as good, I think in many instances they're actually better than the pre-assembled cabinets. They're solidly built. They're good quality material. In fact, there's a new company now called Cabinets To Go, cabinets2go.com, that was actually started, Doug, by the same guy that started Lumber Liquidators.
Uh-huh.
And
smart.
Yeah, really smart, because, you know, buying cabinets has always been difficult and expensive and bulky, and he really has figured out a way to have consumers go to a showroom, see these cabinets, order them, and then have them delivered, and you assemble them yourselves. And, of course, if you don't want to assemble it yourself, you can hire somebody to do it for you. Huh. But the prices were really impressive. We met up with them at this past International Builders Show, and it was interesting because, you know, they had layouts of kitchen cabinets there, and you'd look at it and you'd say, how much, you know, would you expect to pay for those cabinets? And you're thinking, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. It was like $3,000 or $4,000 worth of cabinets. And they were really nice cabinets. The hardware was really impressive, you know, like self-closing hinges on drawers and dovetail construction on the drawers. You can tell when you look at the details how well the cabinet's made. So I'm a fan of Ready to Assemble, and take a look at Cabinets To Go. It's a good company.
Why would it be that much less expensive? Are the other people just gouging? They just take advantage of a situation because it's whatever the in this circumstance, the traffic will bear.
Well, I think it also tends to cut out the middleman. If you think about typical design showrooms and all of the different people that are involved in it, you know, this is more of a direct route. I mean, yeah. You're going directly to the manufacturer. They're selling directly to you. I think whenever you have less parties involved, there's less profit that needs to be made at each step of the way. But the quality has not suffered. I mean, just like Lumber Liquidators makes good stuff, Cabinets To Go, really solid company with solid cabinets.
Well, I have that. There are a lot of advertisers that I have on this program. Three or four that I can think of that cut out going to Macy's to sell their products. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Macy's, but if you can buy them directly from the manufacturer, and that's what you're talking about here, then you're bound to save money because there's markup sometimes 50% with a middle guy.
That's right. The savings is passed on to the consumer.
Yep. Tom Kreidler here helping you out on the Doug Steffen program.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.